see, today is Sunday, December 6th, 2020. And welcome to the Opposely Podcast. I had to run an errand, and lo and behold, I found myself with some extra time, so why not? Let's go ahead and get one of these logged in for the day. So happy Sunday. Hope you guys all had a great time at church and whatnot. Had, you know, your Sunday warrior appetite fulfilled, whatever that might be. It's the Warriors' Day of Rest for sure, so I hope you Warriors went at it, you know, and got your rest in. I didn't really have anything to talk about, you know. This house looks scary, but yeah, we'll kind of wing it here. As I make my way back home, and I hope everyone's been having a great end of the year. You know, I know things have been kind of shitty with COVID, and the regulations only getting worse here within the next couple of weeks in some cities. You know, like, I mean, states like California and whatnot. We'll see how that works out. I don't know. I haven't been affected by this yet. I've been kind of lucky just because of the situation I've been in. And, you know, it actually made my job more tolerable, you know, because it kind of forced the company to go in the direction that I already wanted to go in anyways. And, you know, it's proved, you know, we can do our jobs from home. You know, I don't have to commute into an office, put my life at risk dealing with, you know, morning folk trying to get on with their day. You know, I can productively do my job from the comforts of my own home without, you know, costing the company money, or, you know, the need of for me to have an expenditure, you know, just to get to work and whatnot. I just had to focus on the drive here. Anyways, I have a video. Hopefully I'll finish today and we'll post it. I had one that posted yesterday. It was called Who Won the, you know, your generic Who Won Trade, but I changed it up after, like, just the title, just because, you know, with these videos, I try to go a little bit more in-depth and kind of a little bit more detail-oriented and kind of more fun. Kind of add some bloopers and whatnot and meme it up a bit, add some sugar and spice. And with these other... Well, there's a cop turning on his lights. But yeah, basically showing the John Wall versus Westbrook trade and going over some of the holy cow, what's going on? Hold on. Yeah, so we just kind of—I just kind of went over some of the details, who won, and the wins, and just the things to think about in regards to this trade. And so I don't know. Hopefully, you guys like it. If you listen to my podcast and don't watch my YouTube, I suggest you go over and watch my YouTube channel. Especially if you're into basketball, I've been posting a lot of that kind of content lately. And the video I'm working on today is actually about Kevin Love, you know, and I'm not going to go too into depth about it, but it kind of fits the general aesthetic that my other basketball videos have, you know, and I don't want to spoil it or anything or give it away, but, you know, just watch, like, in doing these videos, I do a lot of research, I watch a lot of, like, related videos, and it kind of seem crazy, just because, there's a lot of, stuff that seems to indicate that Kevin Love is depressed, so, you know, I kind of dropped off from following the NBA, the last couple, few seasons, you know, before, you know, I really started getting into it, back into it this season, you know, with COVID and all, it really helped, get over some of the issues, and I went to the actually last game that, the Jazz played at home before, being closed down by COVID, so it was just kind of crazy year, but, anyways, where was I getting with that? Yeah, so I didn't really follow what was going on with Kevin Love in Cleveland. And, you know, I just had no idea. It just seems like he's depressed. And there's some videos that I haven't watched with some clickbaity things that seem to implicate that. Or at least seem to implicate that he was contemplating, you know, losing his own life. But I know Kevin Love, he seems like a really funny dude to me. I really like the Uncle Drew skits with that he would do with Kyrie Irving. Those are really memorable, and I didn't find a lot, you know, when I was doing some search. So I'm gonna have to do some deep investigations to finish making this video. Hopefully, I get it done by the end of the day so I can post it today. But yeah, is Kevin Love depressed? Do you know anything about it? You know, why is he depressed? You know, multi-million dollar, wealthy NBA player. You know, you would think that he has no reason to be in such a state. But anyways, yeah, I'm going to have to rest up for the rest of the day.
8 minutes, man, that's nothing.
But yeah, thanks for tuning in to everyone who tuned in. You know, go ahead and end this here. Do appreciate every single one of you guys, if it's only just 5 or whatever. You know, thanks for taking the time to listen. And as always, you know, I'm aspiring to bigger and better things. You know, there always has to be a starting spot. And you know, I'm glad you guys are along for the ride. If we keep going, trending up as it looks like. So, anyways, you guys have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Bye.